Schneider Real Estate. It's about agents that practice and rehearse, that believe that the time they invest in role-playing will be similar to that of the St. Louis Blues. Practice, 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 victory. St. Louis Cardinals, same thing. These players make $10, $20 million a year, but they still practice. Let's not ever neglect role-playing. The objective of this series is pricing persuasion. As you'll see, there are four parts to this presentation. Oftentimes, realtors have said, I wish I could just have a better listing presentation. The thing is, listing presentation is a part of the full series of communications with that client who's entering into seller servicing. It starts with the initial phone call. On the initial phone call, it's imperative that the realtor actually have data regarding the seller's house. The potential seller calls you or you call them, and we have to have data in front of us. We'll walk you through how this works if they initiate the call to you first, because you won't know what to have pulled up, but how to exit that call and call them back. Plus, there's an email that goes to them as soon as you're done with the call that reinforces what you just said on that information gathering first phone call. Second part, you're going to take a tour of the property. When you take the tour, you actually do what I call a quick sit down. Oftentimes a quick sit down, agents just want to go for the presentation, going for yes. However, many times the seller isn't ready for your number, which means you want to convert it to a second interview. There's nothing wrong with a second interview. What's right about a second interview is you better assess the situation. Give the seller time to be thinking about what you said during the first interview. Most of the people through this coaching program have actually adopted the second interview phase. Too many realtors go, I just want to go in, get a listing. But they don't get the listing. They're defeated. And secondly, it doesn't set up seller servicing. They go in talking about brand and they don't get the listing. They can't figure out why. Well, some other bigger brand with a bigger story wins. This is about a data presentation, a winning listing interview. From the first phone call to the first email to the initial tour to the data presentation, then a recap email of what you just covered. Part three is going back to the office now that you've seen the subject property and gathering the data that you're going to role play again and again and again so you know how to speak into the data you're presenting. It's far more than comps. We're going to look at the actives, the under contracts, the solds, of course. Believe it or not, as we get into the training here, the failed listings of your competitor serve you so well if you know how to use those during the interview. If you noticed, this is a cycle. This is a process. It's not a winning listing interview. It's a winning process. And every part of the interview stage starts with the first phone call, the first email, the walkthrough of the property, the first sit down, a recap email. Again, be receptive to the process and not say, I just want to go for it. Our goal, ideally, is you're carrying 10 active listings. Now, maybe you say, I don't want to work that hard. Well, then go for five. Two is not enough. Go for five. Really stretch yourself. Five active listings. You most likely have two at a minimum additional properties pending, but you could have as many as five. You probably won't have five actives and 10 pendings, but you could have five active listings and two to five pendings. Let's move on to part four, the actual listing interview, the final stage. This is where it all comes together and sets you up, not just to win the listing, but to take it into seller servicing. Because week one of seller servicing is often dependent upon how you handled the prior processes. Now, I'll say this again. Through our conversations with Court and Terry, what have you, you know, agents in general across the industry generally want a quick fix. The investment of time that they have, Terry and Court, into this program is that they really want to equip everybody in the firm to raise up our performance level as we compete at the kitchen table with the brands that just go in there saying that, you know, we've got 97 offices, we've been around for 150 years, things that they're trying to do to persuade a seller. With marketing, Schneider Real Estate's strength is their understanding of data and how to present it. It actually shows up in the MLS when you look at Schneider's performance. Last checked, 88% of Schneider Real Estate listings actually sold. When you look at your competitors, oftentimes they're not even close to that number. Some firms are only selling 70% of their listings. In other words, this firm says, we're going to be good at data presenters. We're going to win there and set ourselves up for successful listing, seller servicing. And this is the process. We're just speaking in to the existing process, hopefully enhancing that. So there are no shortcuts to building a listing presentation or listing inventory. No shortcuts. We've got to go through the process. Let's not skip a step. One of the most important things is role playing. Practice this again and again and again. Every sports athlete who makes $1 million to $20 million a year, they go to practice before the game every time. They show up early. They stay late. Why? Because there's so much at stake. All right. Thanks for listening. And we look forward to building this program with you.